This is Ilkut Seer, and you're listening to the Citizen's very first sports podcast. And I'm sitting here with Jaco van der Merwe, the Citizen's motoring editor, who is going for a gold medal at the Comrades this year, if I'm not mistaken, Jaco.
No, not quite gold, but a few colors off, but yeah, going for it.
Well, let's just say you're going.
Yes.
And on the line, we have the man himself, the legend, the Comrades, complete legend. The man is... I think you've ran a few, haven't you? We have Bruce Fordyce here on the line with us.
Yeah. Yes, I have run a couple.
Yeah, I think you've won one or two also, I've heard.
Yeah. Long time ago, though.
This is Bruce Fordyce, and we're just going to have a chat, and Bruce is going to tell us all about the Comrades this year, why it's so special.
Well, I'm going to give you, so I'll tell you the spirit here. I'm at the expo, so if you can hear a noise in the background, it's because there's thousands of Comrades runners collecting their numbers and getting all their stuff. But I'm standing, this sums up the Comrades Marathon for you. I'm standing here with Janine Boerter, who is going to run Comrades on Sunday. And yesterday, she dropped a heavy door on her toe and broke her toe.
And she's still running.
They had to amputate her toe. So she's not running, but she's still smiling. And what is she saying when you ask her? She says, it's fine, 2023, I'll run Comrades. Yeah, yes, she will, she says. So there you are. That's the Comrade spirit.
So how old was Janine when she first realized she's a masochist?
How old are you, Janine? She's 50. She's a youngster. She can easily do it. Wally Hayward did it when he was 80.
So, Bruce, just one question. You're already there. You're commentating this year, so you're not running.
Yeah. No, I'm commentating, yeah.
So, there, I have something in common with Bruce Fordyce. Also not running the Comrades this year, and I'm very proud of myself over that.
Yeah.
So, Jaco, you've run the Comrades a few times before, haven't you?
I have, yes.
And how did you do in all of those?
Sort of what I aimed for. What Comrades has done well over the years is just increasing the amount of incentive. So in 2019, the last running, they introduced that Robert Macaulay medal, which is a sub-10-hour medal, because there was a two-hour gap between a Bill Rowan medal, which is a sub-9, and the bronze, which is a sub-11. So in my case, that medal has meant a great deal incentive-wise for setting a target, and because sub-9 has up until now been out of my reach, although I would dearly love to get it one day, but the sub-10 is much more realistic for me, and they've just implemented so many things over the years, they keep on obviously getting people back.
Okay, so I have a question for both of you. I've been reading about the Comrades is called the ultimate human race. It's quite a long way to run. And I've been reading up about things like runners, like the injuries you guys get. Encountered a terrible thing called runner's diarrhea in my research. Why do you guys do this? What drives you to go do this kind of thing? Bruce?
Wow. I think I'm going to steal from, is it Mallory? Mallory, the great mountain climber, they said, why do you want to climb Everest? He said, because it's there. And why do we want to run Comrades? Because it's there. It's there. It sits and it's a challenge. And our basic human ability is to be runners. When we were hunter-gatherers, we ran animals to exhaustion. We are one of the greatest running machines in the animal kingdom. We sweat to cool ourselves down. We've got beautiful springs and ligaments and tendons and things like that. And we ran in those days in groups and hunted animals to exhaustion and killed them. And so that is a primal thing. It's part of our DNA to run. And then when you put a race like the Comrades there, we go out and we go and hammer it. Okay. So, yeah, I feel very sorry for people who don't like running because it's part of our DNA.
Yeah, my DNA is messed up. I absolutely hate running. We were just talking before we started. I had trouble coming up the stairs here to our studio, and it's only two flights of stairs.
Yeah, but there's a challenge for everyone. I mean, one of the most satisfying things that I've done in my running career is to start a thing called Parkrun in South Africa. Parkrun 5K is free on a Saturday morning. You can run or you can walk. No one will laugh at you. You can never be last because we have somebody called a tail walker who goes at the back. And we have 1.2 million registered parkrunners in South Africa, growing by a few hundred every week. So, and we're building more and more events. And that's where a lot of people start. 5Ks, jog slowly, run, walk, and a year later they're running Comrades.
So you're saying, for anyone who wants to, let's say it's too late for anyone to start training now, obviously, but what if you do want to run the Comrades next year?
Step one is to buy my magnificent book. Here's an open plug for myself called A Winged Messenger, which is about my first Comrades Marathon and how what I did to run my first Comrades Marathon. And it's a perfectly sane book, a perfectly sane training program, because my first one I didn't win. All I did was I wanted to finish Comrades, and I've written a book on it. It's called Winged Messenger. Sounds very pretentious, but Winged Messenger is actually Hermes, and Hermes is the logo. He is the figure on the medal that you get when you run Comrades. He's on the badge, and he is the Greek god of the road, so that's why I called it Winged Messenger. Anyway, you've got to get hold of that book, and it will guide you through very safely. My first run was 10 minutes around the Wits rugby fields, and I ran literally for 10 minutes, and I had to stop and walk. And a year later, I ran Comrades. So there you go.
Maybe we should try it. I'm sitting here, our producer, Sean. That's a challenge for us. Next year, we do the Comrades.
Yeah, you laugh about it, but there's lots and lots of people like that who started off running, not able to run 5Ks, and a year later, they run their first Comrades.
What would you advise
Ten years later, they run their green number. They earn their 10th Comrades and they get their green number.
What would your advice be for those running their first Comrades this year, the guys who are there for the
enjoy
first time?
Enjoy it. Absolutely enjoy it. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. 90% of Comrades runners do not run their best time on their first outing. So enjoy it. Try and remember as much as you can about it. Absorb everything from the very emotional start to the extremely emotional finish. And try and remember as much as you can about it, because you're going to keep that with you forever. And you will not be the same person. After you've run Comrades, you are not the same person you were the day before.
Would
you change forever in a positive way?
Would you agree with that, Yaku? Like, how's the Comrades made you a better person?
Because
I've known you for a few years now, and you haven't seemed to change much, even though you've ran them a few times.
No, I was expecting you're going to say you're just as horrible as the day I met you. But yes, no, I absolutely have to agree with Bruce. I mean, first one is very special. You can't really describe what the emotions you're going through when you're standing there, hunched with a lot of people there, listening to the national anthem. And then obviously at the end of it, when you finally do reach that stadium, just all the feelings and you can't get your head around it at that specific moment. I mean, it takes you a few days to sink in and walk around with stiff legs.
Yeah.
Like Bruce would say, the walk of honor. But I mean,
the limp of honor, yeah.
The limp of honor, that's just absolutely fantastic. And I guess what it does is you just maybe you grow a little bit more stubborn and a bit resilient upstairs. On your 10th or your 20th Comrades, your limbs ache as much as they do on your first one. But just maybe upstairs, you learn to control those kind of things and just learn to suck it up and to push on with it. And just, I suppose if that makes you a better person, then I'm very happy to hear that.
I've been battling. How does it feel after you've completed it the following day? Which body parts ache the most? Obviously your legs and feet, but what about chafing and stuff? Because that's a long way to run. How do you manage all of that?
Well, it's easier to say which body parts don't hurt the day after Comrades. You know, everything hurts. But you've got a smile inside you. You know, you've got an enormous smile, and the comrades limp is one of enormous pride. And it doesn't matter whether you won it in 5.5 hours, or you took 11 hours, 59 minutes and beat the final cutoff gun by a couple of seconds. It's still a wonderful achievement, and that stays with you forever.
And Bruce, I know you're particularly excited about this one. I mean, 2 years since the last Comrades. Is there anything else planned for those coming through who aren't running, the people coming through to support their runners and their friends and families?
I don't think there's anything special planned. It's just an amazing day to be out there and to watch and to support and to help. And it's fantastic that it's back. I mean, I'm an angry old man. I don't think we should have ever lost one Comrade. I think I'm quite passionate about it. I think lockdown is a crime against humanity, and we should never have been locked down. It didn't do anything to prevent COVID spreading, and it cost hundreds and thousands of people their jobs, their lives, their loneliness, and it's a disgrace that Comrades was stopped. But anyway, it was. So now we're back, and let's make sure we never let that happen to us again, ever. Particularly to be forced into that position by people who drew a full salary every single month when none of the rest of us could. So, yeah, I'm angry about it. But Comrades is back, and it's a happy occasion. I'm very, very happy to see Comrades back, and you can hear the noise in the background. I'm at the expo. It is absolutely cooking, and the biggest adjective and word to describe here, everybody at this place is happy. Everybody's happy.
That's good to hear. You obviously love the Comrades. You're commentating this year, but can we expect you to maybe have another run next year or sometime in future? You think your legs could handle another one?
There's always a chance, but you know, I've done 30, and I can never do the most, because the person who's done the most is Barry Holland, who's going to run number 48 on Sunday. And if, you know, if Barry Holland dies on Sunday, I've still got to do 18 more to catch him. So I'm never going to do the most. And I finished my last Comrades was my 30th. I finished with Zola Budd. I caught Zola with about 20 Ks to go. And we ran together, and it was extremely special to finish with her. It was like winning. The crowd stood and just cheered, and that was for Zola, not me. Yeah. And so it's kind of was a good way to call an end to it, you know, from a running point of view, because you never ever, it's never out of your system. I mean, I'm always a Comrades runner. I'll always be a past winner. And it's lovely to do the commentary. We've got a great commentary team this year, and I think we're going to do a good job.
Any tips for Yaku on how to achieve his goal?
So the biggest tip of all is Comrades does not reward the brave. Comrades does not reward the aggressive people. Comrades rewards the meek and the humble. So you start slowly. You start like a coward, and you finish like a hero. That's how you run Comrades. You start really scared and slow, and keep harboring your energy, keeping it on the steep downhills. On the steep downhills, you let gravity work for you. You try and protect your quadricep muscles, because you're going to need them at the end of the race. And you just start slowly, and you pick it up gradually as the race unfolds. And that's how you run a great Comrade.
Okay, now I know there's been obviously there's been like great memories for you. What's your worst Comrades memory though?
Worst Comrades memory. I think it's almost impossible to say the worst Comrades.
Or give us your funniest.
I once finished second, okay, in the Comrades. So I was second to Alan Robb in 1980. It's still a fantastic run to finish second. But second always burns your backside a little bit, because it's like what you could have done. So for instance, if that's a huge generalization, but if I look at the three medalists in a major event, the bronze medalist generally is very, very happy. I've also finished third in the Comrades in 1979. I was over the moon. I would have sold my soul to make the top 10, and I finished third. So I was on the podium. The bronze medalist is so happy. The gold medalist is also happy, but the gold medalist is also kind of, now what do I do? You know, well, now I've done it. I've won. Now what do I do? The silver medalist is just so angry about what could have been. And when I think about the 1980 Comrades, when I finished second to Alan Robb, if I'd been a bit more, if I'd been just a little bit quicker at halfway, I might have caught him. And it's an interesting thing when you look at the three medals, the metal that they are made of, the bronze and the gold, you never have to touch. The bronze remains a deep bronze color. The gold remains gold. But the silver, you have to polish every few weeks. And every time you polish it, it reminds you what you should have done. So yeah. There you go. But I would still hardly call it a horrible memory. I mean, finishing second in Comrades is great, but you have the rest of your life to think about how you could have won it.
I really didn't expect an answer that, like, inspirational. I thought you were going to say something like, I tripped and fell, or something silly like that.
No.
No, but it's, I'm kind of inspired. I'm not saying it's going to last the trip down the stairs and into me training, but it was really good speaking to you. And if you have anything you want to say to people who are coming through, and any message to Comrades fans.
Yeah, so what I'll say is the winner of Comrades carries a baton. Okay, you carry a baton, which inside it has got a rolled up message, letter from the mayor of the city that you left to the mayor of the city that you arrive. And then the winner, the men's and the ladies winner, carries that baton around the last lap. And it is an incredible feeling to get it. And it's a great honor. And it feels like you've got Excalibur in your hand, you know, or a lightsaber. But as you watch the runner who's leading go around, they tend to wave it in the air. And I realize, looking at footage of myself, that yes, it's the baton that the winner carries, but it's also a door knocker. And you're knocking on the door for all the spectators and all the people watching on television. And what you're saying is, yes, I've won, but knock, knock, knock. Behind me are coming the bravest, toughest, most incredible human beings you have ever seen in your life who are battling together to get to the finish. The reason I've won is because I chose my parents correctly. They didn't. And they're coming behind me in waves. And you just stand by everybody to be completely awestruck and amazed. Some of them are only going through halfway now. But all day long, they will battle through. Some of them started in the dark and they're going to finish in the dark. But they're the most extraordinary people you've ever seen. A Comrades Marathon finisher is a different human being. They're incredible people. Anyway, that's my message.
Okay, and one last question, Bruce. Besides Yaku, yep. Of course, who are your favorites or who do you think are the favorites for this year's Comrades Marathon?
Well, it's the most open Comrades of all time. So I actually don't have a men's and women's. It's just wide open. And when I was a contender, I used to make it my business to know who would be a contender as well. This year, absolutely not a clue. But I can tell you that the ladies' race is going to be so exciting. It's going to, so I can't wait to call it as a commentator. But for who would be the favorite, no idea.
Great. Thank you very much for your time,
guys.
Bruce. That
Thanks
is
a lot.
The okay. legend, Bruce Thanks. Fordyce, speaking to The Citizen. Thanks, Bruce. Let's see you on Sunday. And Yaku, let's see you also on Sunday at the finish line. Maybe, what, third, fourth place?
From the back.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
This is The Citizen's Sports Podcast, speaking Comrades. This is Olkutsia. See you guys on Sunday at the Comrades.